Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Good morning. It is 8:07. Pump it up, man. It's another day in paradise. It is what you make it. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Some big headlines locally. Shaq is going to be the Grand Marshal for the Gainesville Holiday Parade. That is very cool. And there's a lot of big things going on as well, and we got the Jack Smith case with Trump. That's all coming up. But first, Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek in the house. Always a pleasure. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. It's great to be with you again, my friend.
We got a little bit of a recap about Marion County from the sheriff,
yeah.
But now we are a few days out of that, so now we can even, with clearer vision, see the damage done. Tell us about the impacts of Hurricane Helene on Marion County.
Yeah, Bob, we, at the end of the day, in comparison, we're tremendously blessed.
Mm-hmm.
We had a few hundred trees down. We had about 500 phone calls for help or service. But I have to commend our team. The one thing that I can tell the difference in between, thankfully, the state of Florida is that we're prepared for this stuff. We're ready for this stuff. And, the city of Ocala, Power and Electric, Clay Electric, Duke and Seco all got power restored really quickly. Our sheriff and his team in emergency services, does a phenomenal job making sure that we have all the right connections. Because we were spared a little bit, we were actually able to enhance Task Force 8, which is a regional capacity with Marion County, Alachua, and some of the surrounding counties. And we were actually able to send help, search, and rescue out to other counties. The sheriff used those assets, the fire rescue. Even our chief Graff is still embedded at the base for command over the state of Florida. And so we have been truly blessed in Marion County. And then we were able to, because of that, we were able to help our neighbors.
Just a reminder, as well prepared as many have been and as fortunate as Marion County was, not hit hard by the mm-hmm. storm or as hard, you still had 500 calls the day after the hurricane, calls for help or whatever.
Absolutely.
And so, just keep that in mind, that, you know, how first responders really, the demands on them are incredible.
Oh,
at that point,
especially after the storm, right? Because no matter what you do, no matter how many times I get even on your show or anything else, and we say, hey, make sure you have enough fuel for 3 days in your generator. Make sure you have enough, you know, it just never seems to disseminate. You know, make sure you fill up that bathtub. Make sure you got cash. You know, think about how important that is a week after when you don't have any electricity in your community, right? Especially for those folks and our friends that are up in North Carolina, what they're suffering as they go back and look at their businesses and their homes. I had a friend just the other day that was saved by the National Guard. They had no service, no nothing. They were up in a cabin, didn't even realize it, and had to be saved with the National Guard. So it can happen. It really can happen.
And that damage up there was clearly unprecedented.
Oh,
they've never seen anything
like
that. So that's one where it is difficult to prepare for, and you can be caught. Like, I mean, there goes your house, and you're in it,
right,
washing down a gully or whatever. So let's accentuate a good story. We need good stories, because it really, this is an ugly time for a lot of folks. But you saved a dog. Tell me about Bella.
Yeah, you know, a great opportunity just to share a little bit, and actually to share some enhancements in some of our equipment, because before, as I tell you the story, we weren't able to actually do this, but thanks to the capabilities of our tower truck number 2 out of Bellevue, we were able to save Bella. A special shout out to Marion County Fire Rescue Teams, Wade Mitchell, Nick, and Daniel True, who did an outstanding job not only saving Bella but helping. So Bella was about the size of a 5-year-old child, and this spirit experience will undoubtedly prepare them. But she was actually 16 foot down in a cavern off of a lime rock pit.
Wow.
And so before, you know, tower trucks, of course, they're meant in general, right? They're built to go up to a building or you know, 3, 4, 5 story, you know, element. Well, now they've built the truck so they can also go down. So we were able to place the truck and get Bella out of that cavern that she was stuck in. So what an incredible job and a good news story, because if that was your kid that got stuck or, you know, something else happened, now our teams actually had basically training to be able to do that. And, you know, nothing is more prepared as a fire department or a fire station as a crew to go out there and do it in real world situations.
I've seen this before. I know what we should do, because we learned to do it on the job. And everyone's a little bit different, but you can learn from each and every experience for sure.
So saving Bella matters.
and I like that.
Yeah.
It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month in Marion County. And I know you're doing several things for that, including a pink fire truck.
Yeah, so it's a couple great things. If you want to get involved, we actually have a way to do it this year. We're selling some pink T-shirts, our fire department is, and that's really from the story of Michelle Graham. It was established following the untimely death of a local young wife and mother, Michelle Stanrich. And Michelle, wife of our lieutenant, Craig Stanrich, succumbed to breast cancer in 2009. And so during this time, you know, as you know, when you go through this, you know, you don't ever have enough money for the treatments and the kids and all these other things. And Michelle Graham helps with all of those pieces of it.
And she was only 36.
She was only 36. So it was definitely a traumatic thing. But this month, we've also partnered with the Florida Department of Health in Marion County to have a mobile mammogram unit that will be located at 1821 Northwest 21st Avenue on October 23rd from 10 to 3. If those are interested, you can go to 3DM Mobile Mammography. I'm sorry.
Mammography, I guess.
Mammography. Yeah, you go.
Same
word.
Thanks
for the help, my friend.
That's all right. No, that is awesome. You need to always keep up with the awareness, but also the fact that you're going to have the mobile mammogram unit out there. That's huge.
Yep. And we're going to have our pink fire truck out at Station 21 near On Top of the World for the month. And if you want one of those T-shirts, go to our website. $15. Help support Michelle Graham and support the families with the struggling with breast cancer in our community.
Absolutely perfect. I know you've had challenges with animal services and continue to make strides in that. And you've got a groundbreaking coming up for a new shelter.
Yeah, this is really exciting. I mean, we have put a lot of work. We're fast-tracking this project. Not only are we breaking ground October 30th at 10 a.m., but we have a hard deadline for construction to be done at the end of 25. So the entire community is invited to come out for this monumental this occasion. We have never built one since, I don't even know, where we were kind of almost using spare buildings before. So this parking lot event will be right off of State Road 40, 6600 Northwest 3rd Place in Ocala. And we hope to see all of you there.
October 30th, 10 a.m. I feel like it's going to be a doggone good time. they're working in there. All right. Also, this is exciting. Let's talk about the budget. Let me make it easy for people. The millage rate is 4.29 mils.
Right.
That's $4.29 you pay for every $1,000 of taxable property value.
That's correct.
Taxable.
Yes.
All right. So did the rate go up or down from last year?
Yeah, so the rate is level. We actually haven't raised the rate in years. Obviously, by not doing that, what you get is the increase, right? So if property values are going up, you pay a little more. That's kind of the way we've tried to level off that and allow. Obviously, we're growing, right? Florida's growing. And so that allows, you to catch up. And honestly, I mean, every year there seems like there's a new deduction coming out on property taxes. So we're trying to figure those pieces out. But it enables us to fund the general park, all the parks, the sheriff's office, the jail, all those things that you think of, plus 27 more.
Oh, yeah. Well, and reserves for natural disasters and emergencies.
Absolutely.
Got to have a rainy day fund for sure, and
always
that's all
have
part
that.
Of that.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner. Always a pleasure, my friend. It's great to see you. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
I can't wait. So, Oktoberfest?
Sounds good. Yeah, I'll see you there. World Equestrian Center.
That's right.
And I'll give out the code word for everybody else in just a minute. Coming up, an indefinite delay in the trial for Ryan Ruth, the attempted assassination of Trump. Indefinite delay. I'll explain next on 97.3 The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, happy, happy day, my friends. Pump it up. It is 8:19. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we got your Oktoberfest VIP tickets. The World Equestrian Center, they don't do anything halfway. They're going to go all out. In fact, they couldn't fit an Oktoberfest celebration the way they wanted to do it in one Saturday. So they're going to do it over two Saturdays. This coming Saturday, the 5th, and also October 12th, we've got your VIP tickets. That means access to the VIP lounge, private restroom, bar, exclusive menu offerings, complimentary half-liter beer stein, and included first pour. All right, you ready? You just need to text Bratwurst to 20357. Message and data rates apply. We'll have a new code word tomorrow, but today's code word is Bratwurst. Text Bratwurst to 20357, and good luck on that. And looking forward to the event. I believe I am going to try to make it there this Saturday. And Greg said there's a good chance that he will be there the following Saturday.
We got to cover the gamut, you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
So look for us and say hello, and we'll be easy to spot.
Yes.
We are the men with aggressive beards like J.D. Vance.
Yes.
Except mine's not aggressive because it's mostly white.
Yeah. You think of Santa Claus or, you know.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Maybe that was a bad analogy.
Yeah. I mean, Kenny Rogers.
He's
dead. I could live with that.
Well, yeah.
All right. Who's the actor that's got the gray hair that still pulls up? Richard Gere? Richard Gere.
Or Sean Connery. He has one on vacation.
Sean Connery.
See, I knew you'd like that one. We all like
I like
Sean
that.
Yeah.
I'll stick with that, brother.
I knew it.
All right. Hey, so this guy, Ryan Ruth, he's a guy they caught on the golf course because the barrel of his gun was sticking out. I mean, let there be no doubt. He was there to make an attempt on former President Trump's life. Okay? And they're putting together a case, which I would think, from the outside looking in, easy peasy, right? I mean, you were there. And they have all kinds of tracking and the cell phone and all that. I mean, he was lying in wait, okay? Well, prosecutors have requested an indefinite delay in the trial. Indefinite. That's weird. And apparently they say because the case is officially designated as complex.
Okay.
Complex. Yeah. I don't know. Is this unprecedented? One of the reasons why is because they have an enormous amount of evidence that they have collected. Well, it seems to me if you have an enormous amount of evidence, you present the most compelling evidence and move forward with the case. But I missed that day of law school. All right. Well, I missed a lot of it. So this filing took place Wednesday. And prosecutors asked Florida District Judge Aileen Cannon to officially designate Ruth's case as complex. They revealed the scope of the investigation has spanned multiple states, involving hundreds of interviews, included hundreds of digital media for review. In fact, it's like, I don't know, beyond gigabytes. It's like terabytes. Yeah. Next thing you know, it'd be like overbytes. That's how much information. Yeah. All videos, still images, text files, audio files constitute 4,000 terabytes of digital review to complete. In layman's terms, that's a lot. The filing noted that the FBI is continuing to conduct forensic tests on evidence, including ballistic testing, fingerprint, DNA comparisons, saying that the evidence would likely include them preparing several expert witnesses to testify. But just because the sheer amount of evidence they've collected, they've asked Judge Cannon for the trial to be delayed indefinitely so they have adequate time to review the discovery and determine which motions need to be filed. Wow. That's interesting. And if it's that, if it's complex, I wonder what else is going on other than, you know, your random nutbag acting as a lone wolf. Is that what they're saying, that there is more to the story? It makes me believe that's a very good possibility. Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and first up is Gary. Good morning.
Morning, Bob. How y'all doing?
Great.
Hey, man, it's the same theme everywhere, Bob. They're allowing the delay on all this evidence in the investigation to Trump. The DOJ, the Biden-Harris administration is corrupt to the core. They've corrupted all the special agencies. Every one of them are in step with Biden's demands. And it's, you know, it's a shame we can't bring the truth out. And I hope when President Trump gets reelected on November the 5th, that he will clean house with those rats before he leaves office. Because what they're doing to this country is going to ruin this country, Bob. Love your show, and go Gators.
Right on, Gary. Thank you. Yeah. Gators playing UCF Saturday night in the Swamp. Look, every game's going to be a challenge for the Gators. So, yeah, go Gators. Is politics being played with this particular case, timing and an issue versus the election? Honestly, I feel there's a good possibility that it is not related, that it truly is a matter of a lot of information. Now, of course, it could contain information with a great deal of sensitivity that may make one political party look bad. But I'm clearly speculating at this point on that. And for now, we'll just go with, hey, maybe they are digging up some stuff and really finding it's more than just this guy by himself. We'll see. Donnie, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. Yeah, I don't think it's any more complicated than what's at our eye level right now. They just don't want to do it. If it's that complicated, the guy's 58 years old or something. How about just slap some charges on him and throw him in jail for 30 years? The government, all levels of government, are pathetic at almost everything they do. Somebody can call in and point out when the FBI was good. Because if you look at their history with J. Edgar Hoover blackmailing every president up until Nixon, then the corrupt FBI working with mob people, letting murderers walk around and letting innocent people sit in jail knowing they didn't commit murders, to spying on candidates, the FBI has never been a good agency.
Yeah, I have my own code of honor. I will not ever be blackmailed, allow for the blackmail by a crossdresser.
Good point.
Yeah, and I don't care what his initials are.
That's right.
All right. Gunther, you're on the air.
See, as a conspiracy theorist, I like to think about things of why would they do this? So if you violate this guy's constitutional rights, let's say he is a CIA agent that attempted to kill him, because that's who I believe is behind this. If I wanted to get him off of his charges, you know what I would do is I would violate his constitutional rights so that his charges have to be dropped so he doesn't have to serve any time in jail. That's my view on it.
Very possible. But he's very, I'm sure they consider him very expendable too. So, yeah, consider that. Lars from Mars, you're on the air.
Yeah, Judge Aileen Cannon has already called out the deep state on the classified docs. I'm thinking that maybe she wants to dig a little bit deeper and find the smoking gun. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that is it. That's a very good point. It is 8:28. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We still have a lot more to talk about, and it's all going to be coming your way next. Don't forget, you can always grab the Bob Rose podcast and not miss a minute of the show. Download it wherever you normally get your podcasts. Just click on subscribe. Coming up, Thomas Massie warns the DOJ against interfering with the folks that look into activities, the Investigator General's Office, and January 6th. That's coming up. 97.3 The Sky. It is what I said it was.
What's
this
that?
Is just the tip of the iceberg.
Mm.
It is 8:34. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
All right. January 6th. What did I say? I said it the day after it occurred.
Yep.
I said the fix is in. Mm-hmm. The feds are involved in this. They've infiltrated some of these groups. They've definitely tried to get the folks to act up, so to speak. And you know the fix is in as more and more information became available. Like the fact that Nancy Pelosi could have called in the National Guard. In fact, Trump highly recommended that. And the way that some law enforcement behaved on that day. Now, Attorney General Merrick Garland, who I just think is a weasel at best, will face consequences if the Department of Justice is found to have interfered with the release of an investigator general's report on DOJ's activity on January 6th. This threat about facing consequences is a letter that was signed by 10 members of the House Judiciary Committee and led by Representative Thomas Massie, the Republican from Kentucky. Now, basically, what they're suggesting, well, I guess in some advance information, Inspector General, this testimony, suggesting that the FBI had confidential human sources on the Capitol grounds that day, and that the Department of Justice just may be slow walking the release of his final report on the matter. Remember what I said, all the earmarks. And how would we know that? What would be that? This hasn't really occurred before here. So how would we know that? It is how the CIA, NSA, and others have operated over the years to upend other governments. Yeah, this is what some of them, it's what they do. The presence of federal assets, specifically confidential human sources on Capitol grounds during the events of January 6, 2021, has emerged as a key piece of evidence that undermines the establishment media and federal government's narrative of the January 6th events at the Capitol. Just blocks away from the Capitol, Trump is being charged in a federal court by special counsel Jack Smith with election interference, in part stemming from allegations he somehow orchestrated the events at the Capitol. That's contained within the letter that several Republicans signed off on, including Chip Roy out of Texas, Andy Biggs out of Arizona, Matt Gaetz out of Florida. Massey's letter reminds Garland that during his June 4th testimony, Garland testified that Inspector General Horowitz is independent and the determination of the release of Inspector General reports is up to the Inspector General. Uh-huh. Yep. And he's going to hold him to that. Yep. We write to remind you of commitment. Whoa. Not that that really, I mean, look, we've already seen that the left, these operators within the government, they know no shame.
No.
So you hope that the guy would do the right thing, but it's clear he hasn't been doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And many with key positions in this Biden administration have
Who do you trust? Seriously, if you're going to do the long list and the short list, the who you trust would be the much shorter list.
Who do you trust?
Yeah.
Not the current administration.
No.
And certainly I don't trust some of these clandestine operators.
No.
I think that there is a power play going on, mm-hmm. and they want to run the show.
They got their own agendas.
And they've been able to get away with an awful lot for many, many years without clear guidelines and supervision. And they're tasting that power. And I fear, you know, what's going to occur as a result of that. This Inspector General report could pave the way for the reeling in of some of these things, but I'm not going to hold my breath at least until there's a Trump administration that is involved. The DOJ has continued to string out prosecutions in the lead up to the 2024 election, with several new prosecutions occurring in recent months, over 3.5 years after January 6th. Yep. The investigation had already been paused during the hearings by Speaker Pelosi's House Select Committee on January 6th. Yeah, it was selected.
Yeah.
Selected to keep out any real Republicans. So who'd they end up with representing the Republicans? Liz Cheney. Oh, yeah, she loves Trump. Not.
Yeah, right.
And then that bozo out of Illinois. Thank God he's out of office. All right. In the September 25th hearing, Horowitz confirmed that his draft report would address CHSs. So these are folks that were on the ground, confidential human sources, on January 6th, working for the FBI. And you know how that is, right? It's not directly, right? They don't file, you know, they don't give them a 1099 at the end of the year and go, yeah, man, make sure you file your taxes and, yeah, the FBI is your employer.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be so naive. Of course not. And he said, our report, the inspector general said, our report will include information in that regard. When pressed on the exact number, he replied, I'm not in a position to say that, both because it is in draft form and we have not gone through the classification review, so I need to be careful. You're darn right he needs to be careful, because he's going to make an enemy of the intelligence, well, some in the intelligence community that are not operating within the bounds of the law, not operating for the for what's best for America. So, yeah, he's put a target on his back to some extent. And, yeah, the further he digs and the more truth he tells, the greater risk that he puts himself at. Horowitz said that he would like to issue his report soon, but he's not expected to be released before the election. Was there any pressure applied there? Or is it just I didn't have enough time to put it together?
Right.
Yes, he indicated that the timing of the classification review was outside his control. Massey believes politics is involved. You think? Horowitz said the number won't be known before the election. He posted this on X. Biden-Harris doesn't want the Fed's role on 1-6 to be known. Why? Come on. We know why. I know. He can't just spell it out without some level of proof. The report, if it is released, could significantly upend the prevailing narrative of January 6th. If Garland and the DOJ withheld the report's release until after the election, Congress could take action. Lot of marbles, a lot of things riding on this election. And I mean from the perspective of the folks that are operating as the shadow government, have had these power plays, pursuing their own agenda at our expense. Yeah. So, there's a lot riding on the line. Should we keep an eye on things?
You think?
We'll do the best we can. But, wait. Did I say something about the election maybe not being completely fair?
No, can you even say that?
Here's a headline.
Uh-oh.
Thousands of non-citizens removed from voter rolls. Dozens of lawmakers want answers from Garland.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're calling for more information from the Justice Department again.
Uh-huh.
Here's Garland in trouble about efforts to stop non-citizen voting in federal elections, which they call a serious threat to election integrity. They call it that because it is.
Yeah.
Citing officials in multiple states who have identified non-citizens on their voter rolls. So here, a letter from 73 lawmakers is sent to Attorney General Merrick Garland. He looks at this stuff like it's fan mail. Yeah, I'll get to that when I can. But look, they love me.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure they do.
And basically, in the letter, they're deeply concerned about reports of non-citizens registering to vote and voting in federal elections and had not received a response from the inquiry that was done back in July on the matter.
Wow. You try to ignore something like that and see how that goes over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. They wanted to know how many aliens have been prosecuted under laws related to non-citizen voting, how the DOJ handles allegations of non-citizen voting or registration, and the steps it takes to prevent such practices. Those are pretty important things.
Yeah.
And he was told about it in July. And here we are, just a few weeks from the election. Whew. It is 8:45. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And in case you didn't catch the code word for Oktoberfest at the World Equestrian Center, I shall give it to you in mere moments. Hang on. 97.3 The Sky. The rules apply selectively. Details on that coming up. It is 8:51 is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 97.3 The Sky. We are making you a World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest VIP. We're going to have some of the folks from WEC in here in a little while. But in the meantime, I want to get you in the running for these VIP tickets. Good for all the fun, plus access to the Oktoberfest VIP lounge, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu items, complimentary half-liter beer stein. That'll be included, of course, your first pour. Now, it is going on this Saturday and next Saturday at the World Equestrian Center, where they always do things up to the nines. You know that. So you need to text Bratwurst to 20357. Message and data rates apply. You'll be in the running for these tickets, VIP tickets, to the World Equestrian Center Oktoberfest. Today's code word, Bratwurst. Text Bratwurst to 20357. What are your top stories today? The U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan Wednesday unsealed Jack Smith, you know, the special counsel Jack Smith, his latest motion against Donald Trump for supposed election interference in 2020. The January 6th events included in that. And he filed a 165-page motion, which normally this type of motion is limited to 45 pages. But what, he gets special treatment?
He's an overachiever.
165-page motion. And Trump, of course, denies these things and slammed the Department of Justice for unsealing a motion. And in a post on Truth Social, Trump wrote that the Democrat Party was weaponizing the DOJ against him because they know he is winning, pointing out that this unsealed motion came right after J.D. Vance humiliated, in Trump's words, Governor Tim Walz in a vice presidential debate on Tuesday. He kept just grabbing and showing him that very aggressive beard. And it just scared little Timmy Walz.
Well, you saw how big his eyes got, didn't you?
I did. But a body language so-called expert writing in Politico said that means it shows passion.
No, he looked totally freaked out.
Little kooky.
Little kooky. Yeah. Little uncle. We like the Don Rickles analogy, but it was a little Uncle Fester going on there, too.
I love it. All right, changing gears a little.
Yeah.
As female athletes and lawmakers across the country fight to keep biological males out of women's sports competitions and locker rooms, a Democrat running for the House of Representatives says she and women athletes are not worried about the issue. Really? I like how you speak for all women athletes.
No, we're not worried. All of us, we're not worried.
Sue Altman, running for New Jersey's 7th Congressional District, told the New York Post that she and others in women's locker rooms are not worried about the presence of transgender athletes in women's sports. As someone who's been working to advocate for women's rights and women's sports, I promise you that in the locker rooms of women's sports teams, we're not super worried about this, Altman said. We've been worried about getting equal access to gym time, good referees, good trainees, good trainers, so you don't get injured. Fair shake at scholarships, equal pay at the higher levels. Does she realize that what she just said all goes by the wayside if you're competing with biological males?
Yeah.
They're already breaking records and breaking bones.
Uh-huh.
They're already hurting other they're hurting other competitors who are biological females. These biological males. And to say and to speak for everybody, we're not worried about transgender, you know, athletes in mm-hmm. in the locker room. Well, I don't think all athletes agree with you. We know that the swimmer, Riley Gaines.
Yep. She had a problem with it.
Well, and she experienced it. It's one thing to talk about it. It's one thing to push it from a political standpoint. It's a whole other thing to actually have to endure it.
Mm.
And she did it. She was not happy about it. And I don't blame her.
No.
And if it was your kid or my kid in a college locker room competing at that level, and they had to put up with a dude dressing and undressing in front of them, it's not acceptable. Here we are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Altman, this woman running, Democrat for Congress, advocated for allowing transgender athletes in girls' sports at the youth level, but she suggested she'd be in favor of leaving individual committees the decision to allow those athletes to compete. Yep. So.
No.
Yep. She played basketball, I guess, Columbia University in the early 2000s. Wonder if she ever took an elbow from a man while she was going up for a layup.
Probably not.
Or maybe she did.
That explains the thinking process.
Exactly. Yeah. The 9 o'clock stretch is right around the corner. Special guest from the World Equestrian Center, Jeff Fizell, is up next on 97.3 The Sky.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.